Back here at Adair Austin Stadium in Wichita, campus of Friends University, along with Phil Stevenson. I'm Sean Boston here in the Sutherland broadcast booth as the Red Demons leading Wichita West 14-6 as we flip fields. And now Wichita West will move from our south to north, right to left, as we view the field here in the ICT.
78 yards of total offense in the first quarter for Dodge City, 72 for Wichita West, but it brings up third and 10 as we start the second quarter.
Third and 10 for the Pioneers. Figures a low snap pressure coming. It's another screen. It's caught by Parks. Parks has swung down. Chance Kerr.
He threw the ball forward is what he did. And that's going to be
a legal four pass.
Well, yeah, but we've got a penalty on the far side. And maybe they both have the same thing, because that's an illegal forward flip there by Mr. Parks.
I didn't even see that. I just saw he didn't have the football anymore, and one of his big linemen had it.
Well, we'll see what they discuss and figure out here.
I didn't see where was that. That pass was caught behind the line, correct?
Pass was caught right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe that's what they're discussing. It's a possibility that it might have been linemen downfield, because in high school and college, linemen can be downfield, and people can block if the pass is behind the line of scrimmage. If it's beyond the line of scrimmage, then that's illegal lineman downfield or pass interference.
Let's see what the call is.
Okay.
So they have the same penalty, it looked like there.
It's illegal touching. I'm not sure how they got that. Unless it's possible that he never controlled the ball and a lineman got it. I don't know. But it ends up being a 5-yard penalty.
And now it's going to bring up third down and long.
Third and 15.
Just underway second quarter here in Wichita. Season opener for both teams. And now officials getting together again on the far side and see what this discussion is about. Looks like they're backing them up even further. So we will see. What the call is. We have had more than enough problems tonight, both in the broadcast booth as well as out in the field, Phil.
Well, we've had with us.
There we go. Fourth down then,
okay, yeah. Okay, so now it ends up being a 6-yard penalty instead of a 5-yard penalty, which really doesn't matter, but it's going to bring up fourth down for the Pioneers. They're now 0-4 on third downs trying to convert. And let's see how many guys show up on the punt team. That's what I want to know. I just want to see. They started with 8. I think they got 10 on the last one. And I'm going to count helmets. So 1, it's like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They got 11. Unless I'm counting somebody twice.
Nope, you're good. Yep, you're right. 3, 6, 8.
Maybe they're at 10 again.
I got 10.
I can't tell on the line on the
on
far
the right side.
Side,
yeah.
Yeah. Whether there's 3 guys beyond the center or just 2. There's 3.
Either 3, yep.
Okay, they're good. They've got 11. Okay, good for them.
Back to you again, Dylan Smith and Isaiah Taylor. Here's the punt. Backing up is going to be Isaiah Taylor. Fielded around the 21-22 yard line. Trying to dance outside as he crosses the 25. Still on his feet near the 30. And he gets brought down the far sideline at the 32-yard line.
34 yards on the punt that time by figures. He's improved each time with his punts. And Dodge City's Isaiah Taylor picks it up, returns it back. Looks like to the 32-yard line. Gay, that's a 7-yard return where Dodge City will take over first and 10.
Get you some scores from around the Western Athletic Conference coming up at halftime. Right now, only score I've seen from around the WAC is 7-0 Hayes High leading Wichita East. How about this formation? And we got early movement on the near side. I think Stone Wilson was there. A timeout? Wow. But Rosenthal, Wichita West, just saved Dodge City because it looked like Stone Wilson got off a little bit early. But timeout called by the Pioneers with third and final here with 11:34 to play in this second quarter.
I was going to say, by my count, that is the final timeout for West of the half, and that's what you have as well. They took two in the first, four minutes?
Yeah.
Of the football game with some cute confusion not only on these with special teams, but then with their offense.
So that time, I wonder if the timeout was called because how the Dodge City offense came out. They were kind of a spread. They had three receivers on this near side bunched up. That's something that maybe that's the first time that they've seen that tonight. So
well, tonight, yeah, they may not have seen it on film if they watched any of the film of Dodge City's jamboree. So I guess better be safe than sorry. And you can't take the timeouts with you to the locker room. So when you think your team's at a major disadvantage, not a bad idea to go ahead and take it. You know, they're not timeouts are not as important in the first half as they are in the second half.
11:34 to play in this first half. First and 10 Dodge to their own 32, leading 14-6 here on the road to Wichita West.
West has a coach that's on a crutch or a couple of crutches, and they're not waiting for him to get off the field.
Tucker Smith will go under center with the right and left back. Fullback is Chance Kerr. In motion is Stone Wilson. Here's a give to Chance Kerr up the middle. And Chance will get near the 38-yard line. Nice pick up there on first down. Second down and manageable here for the Red Demon offense.
Good first down play. An inside trap out of that T formation. That's a stapled play of that formation is to be able to have that fullback trap. And Wichita West for years under Weston Sharp ran that perfectly for years and years, and they would break that almost consistently four or five times a game for big yardage.
Here it is again. Smith gets a snap, hands off Chance Kerr. This time he is sandwiched right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Maybe if they'll say no gain, as he was met right when he received the handoff there from Tucker Smith.
Well, West drew up a blitz, and they had basically looked like eight guys in the box that time, and they were right there for the handoff. As you mentioned, they met Kerr right as he got the football.
Dodge City 6-4 in last 10 season openers. Third out for the Red Demon offense. Smith gets a snap, hands off right side. Here's Stone Wilson bouncing it outside. Stays on his feet, the 40, 45 to the 47. He needed four, and he'll pick up about nine on the play.
Good blocking up front by the right side of the offensive line. Again, that time that was Loya and Kuhn. And he got some help, I believe, from Daniel Sanchez. And good cut by Stone Wilson at the line of scrimmage to bust it to the outside and pick up the first down.
Something I talked to Daniel Sanchez about last night on Demon Talk is last year he was mainly just defense only. And this year he's getting some offensive snaps out there as that wing back. So also, for guys like Tyler Cox, he's a guy that played defense only last year, and now he's a tight end this year in this offense. So it's nice to see, which we see Tyler Cox here as a tight end on the right side of the line. Double tight formation here, two tight ends. Here's the handoff, left side, Sanchez. Started to his left, cut back at the middle, and he is into Pioneer territory to the 49. Second down and six coming up for Dodge City's offense. Red Demons in their new road white uniforms, white tops, white pants, two red stripes down each right and left side of the pants. Red numerals, Red Demons across their back of the jersey up top where you usually see your last name.
Well, without the play clock, nobody has any idea how much time is left
until the back
to
judge
snap the football, yep. Yeah.
until he signals off 5 seconds. Smith gets a snap. Here comes a flag on the far side. Coach John Johnson clapping his hands, and it's going to be.
I think West lined up in the neutral zone, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. Exactly what it was that time.
Yep, and they'll move the football to the West 44 and bring up second and two.
8:40 to play, first half of play here in Wichita.
And no score in the Hawks game.
How about that, crowd, though, Phil?
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
I saw the home sign earlier as
well.
Well,
you got a new coach. You got a lot of new excitement. So,
and I really do like Lance Leipold. I was able to meet him when he came out to Dodge a few weeks ago. And classy guy. Smith out of the shotgun. Now, two receivers left, one to the right. Looks to his right. Pressure coming. It's a screen pass. Caught by Cox. Tyler trying to turn it upfield. Churning his legs. He's going to get the first down. Still being pushed from behind. He's going to break free inside of the 35, inside of the 30, and down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. How about that extra effort? I'm not sure who that was. It kind of kept T. Cox up on his feet, but somebody was helping aid him to that big game.
Yeah, I think it might have been the center that time, Alejandro Charez, who kind of got a block on a guy that had a hold of Cox, and he got away from that guy and then broke another tackle and busted down the field to pick up a first down. It looks like Dodge City's going to take their first time out.
That's something that you used to never be able to do. It used to be a penalized every time aiding the runner.
Sure.
I remember used to go to KU football games growing up, and I remember it was called one time where KU was – trying to punch it in, and that's where you see it as a lot is inside the 5-yard line. You'll see the offensive lineman getting behind and pushing the running back.
Well, and that's a rule change that took place about 8 or 10 years ago, I believe. Maybe long. No, it's been longer than that. It's been about 15 years. And the thing of it is I actually kind of like the rule now. I thought it was kind of stupid that you couldn't help. Mm-hmm. You know, defensive guys can all gang up, push one guy back. Why can't the offensive guys gang up, push a guy forward? So, you know, it's a team game. You've got to get everybody involved. That's a good one way to do
Very
it,
true.
I guess. But Dodge City takes their first time out. They're in scoring position again at the Wichita West 24.
7:43 to play in this first quarter.
It's a little dark as they get toward the end zones. That's the one thing about this field. It's never
you got
the lights are a little low, and they don't reach the middle of the field real well.
They've got four light poles. That's it. That's all they're illuminating the playing surface. Yeah, that's the first time I really looked down there. Yeah, it is extremely dark. And the south end zone in particular, Smith gets the – snap, options to his right, he's going to tuck it and run. Cuts back to his left and nearly broke it free for a touchdown. He's going to get marked down inside just around the 15-yard line. Brings up second down in about a yard.
First time we've seen that formation with a man in motion and in the shotgun and a single back running the option play to the right, and there was no penetration by West. And good job by Tucker when he finally saw a seam that he liked. He cut it up the field, picked up 9 on first down.
Inside the Lop Motors red zone. Down to the 2nd and 1 at the 15-yard line. Working to the south end zone here in Wichita. Double tight ends again. Tucker Smith gets a snap, turns to his left, hands off. Stone Wilson. Stone trying to bounce outside, and he is swarmed, tackled by 3 West Pioneers right at the 15-yard line.
Where is he marking the football? He got all the way to the 13, and they pushed him back.
Yeah, they're not going to give him a forward progress at all.
Not even close. He was at least to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, before those 3 Pioneers came in. And
well, it's first game for the officials, too. I'll try to remember that.
So I believe it is now, 3rd in the yard. Should be,
yes.
Yep. And now they'll change on the down mark on the far side.
That's the 2nd Pioneer to go down here in the first half. The first one, I believe, is one of the wide receivers.
Yep.
He got up and jogged off the field. But obviously, we can't. When it gets too dark anywhere, you can't see these uniform numbers for the Pioneers.
6:41 to play here in the first half. 14-6 in our score. Your Sooners play tomorrow afternoon, Phil. Actually, tomorrow morning, I should say. As your Sooners play tomorrow morning, Phil.
They do, and I'm going to, be playing in the Johnny Boone Memorial Golf Tournament fundraiser. Johnny was a former player of mine, mm-hmm. Johnny Mills, and they have a tournament. They couldn't have it a year ago. Had it first time in 2019, had a great turnout, raised a lot of money for scholarship for Dodge City Community College, and nice to see a lot of people back. I'm playing with three former players. I will definitely DVR the game and go back and watch it when I'm done playing golf and maybe having an adult beverage or two.
Hopefully the rain stays away.
Let's hope
one
so.
Thing.
We have no idea who got hurt because he's not on the roster. So, 3rd and 1.
Tucker Smith will go under center. Hands off, Chance Kerr, a big hole inside the 10, inside the 5, and he will stumble down to the 2.
That'll be 13 yards for Kerr on the third down run. Gives him 31 on 5 carries and another first down for Dodge City.
Update from Garden City. Garden City, Manhattan has not even kicked off yet.
Uh-oh.
8:30 is when they are expecting to kick that off.
Ninth play of this drive coming up for the Red Demons. From the Wichita West 2, the drive started at their own 32.
Tucker Smith under center. Chiris Smith gets a snap, turns, rolls to his left. Now cuts it back of the field to Tucker Smith. Lunges in for 6. Tucker Smith puts it in for a Dodge City score. And the Red Demon lead is up to 20-6 with 5:57 to play here in the first half. Tucker Smith, his second rushing touchdown of his career.
That was a fake that time to Kerr up the middle, and Smith was probably hoping nobody would be there for Wichita West, but they had containment. He was able to see a gap, cut it back up inside, got a good block, I think, by whoever was working that left tight end position. That may have been either Dylan Smith. I'm not sure who it might have been, actually. I hate to say that, but got the block and cut it back inside for the score.
PAT is up and good from Manny Aguilar, and the Dodge City lead is now 15-21-6.
That drive for Dodge City goes 68 yards in 9 plays, capped off by the 2-yard run by Tucker Smith. 5:57 remaining. The drive actually took just a tad under 6 minutes, 5 minutes and 37 seconds off the clock. And the PAT by Aguilar makes it 21-6 in favor of the Red Demons.
It is so good to see football back. I know I watched some games last night and Wednesday night as well. There was a game, and it's great to see football back, and especially the college level, see all the fans.
Yep.
That's what I really missed. And just watching some of those games last night, the UCF and Boise State game. I mean, down there in Orlando, they were getting after it. They were showing the student section jumping up and down. And that's something that really makes college football really just pop off the sheet.
Yeah, and it was packed in Minneapolis last night as well for the Minnesota-Ohio State game. And, you know, as you mentioned, I think everybody's excited to have some normalcy back. And like I said, college football is a big part of that. High school football is a big part of that.
So Aguilar will kick off from our left to right. This will be the first time that he has kicked off from the north to the south. Again, there is no wind whatsoever. When you say 3 miles per hour around
That's
kickoff?
That's what they said at kickoff.
Right foot is through this ball, and it is going to sail through the end zone for a touchback.
That's his second touchback out of 4 kicks so far.
Last year he had 11 for the Cimarron Blue Jays.
The player that was down for Wichita West was number 72, and he's not on our roster, so if somebody can find out who it is and wants to tell us, we'll be happy to pass it along because he's still limping along the sideline.
Yeah, that roster giving out yesterday morning by the athletic director at Wichita West. We had, what do we have, about five, six people coming up here and asking us for rosters?
For rosters, yeah. Game. Good thing you had a couple of extra ones.
Yeah. First and 10, Wichita West moving right to left. 5:57 to play. Snap is loose through the legs of the quarterback. Ball is still loose. And I think Figures jumped back on it. He did. Back at the 6. Oh, the market at the 8-yard line, looks like.
This guy on the near sideline is terrible. That's that's all he can say. His judgment is not very good. That's a fumble here in the second quarter.
15-point lead for Dodge City.
Not how you want to start another drive with a big loss like that.
Figures out a shotgun. He's got three receivers left, one to the right. He looks to the left. It's a screen pass that is going to be incomplete and intended for Savion Fields. And it brings up now third down and 22 yards to go.
0-for-4 so far for Wichita West on third down. Odds and percentages are not in your favor on third and 22.
Especially when a bulk of your offense has been on the ground.
Yes. Figures is 3 of 8 passing for 10 yards.
Yep.
And that's more passes than we thought they'd see him throw.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially in the first half.
5:07 to play, and here's moving on the near side. And I'll say, how the heck did the official miss that? It took him a little second to get the flag out, but the receiver here on the near side, Trayshawn Higgins, a little bit of a jump start there.
Yeah, he had a big jump start. I think there's any question about it. The cadence was to try to draw the defense offside, and he went with the hard count and took off up the field. And I think it was going to be a running play. Yeah. That's the crazy part. I could see it was a passing play. I mean, back in the days of the wishbone with Barry Switzer, wide receivers gave it away. It was a pass. They came out doing cartwheels.
Third down and 26. Wichita West back inside their own 5 at the 4. The snap. Figures running to his right, and he is going to be brought down at the 8-yard line. And a timeout taken here by Dodge City with 4:59 to play in the first half. Actually, no timeouts. Antonio Turner lost his lid.
That's the second time he's lost it. This will be the fourth punt of the football game for Wichita West. They've been 26 yards, 29 yards, 34 yards, so it's improved each time. All right, this has been the problem for Wichita West, is having enough people on the punt team.
I got 10.
I got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10, too.
And the coach is right here. He just counted. He's still on the field. What do we – how is this – oh. Here's
it's a cluster.
Punt. It is going to be caught at the 44-yard line. Here is Dylan Smith. Smith at the 30, 20. Here he goes inside the 15. Oh, he takes a hit and gets taken down right there at the 16-yard line. 28-yard return there for Dylan Smith on the punt return.
36 yards on the punt, and as you mentioned, 28 on the return, and Dodge City has great field position again, this time at the Wichita West 16.
Offense trotting out on the field from the far side. Again, it is all up to offensive coordinator Kyle Colwell as well as defensive coordinator Daniel Voth. They're the ones directing the traffic down on the field. Head coach Glenn O'Neill is coaching just to our left on the other side of the wall.
New quarterback in the game.
Austin Schulte hands off to Rudy Hernandez, and Hernandez maybe gets a couple yards. He'll mark him to the 14. A pickup of 2 brings him second down and 8.
Looks like an entire second group back there, as you mentioned, Schulte and Hernandez.
And here comes Dylan Smith replacing DeAndre Vontrez. Austin Schulte, 6'1", 165-pound junior. Appeared in 3 games last year. It's one thing that he will get more and more reps this season. Really worked hard in the offseason heading into his junior year. goes under center, sends his man in motion. That's Sanchez. He'll pitch it out to Sanchez. Daniel breaks the tackle outside the left side, inside the 10, still on his feet. They're pushing him forward, and he'll get marked down at the 9.
It'll be a gain of 5 and bring up 3rd and 3 for the Red Demons.
Sanchez was just able to break it outside because he looked like he was going to be tackled right around the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of a couple.
We got a block from Dylan Smith on that edge rusher, just caught enough of him to allow Sanchez to break that contact. Dodge City is 3 of 3 so far on third down conversions. See if they can make it 4 of 4.
3 minutes to play in the opening half. Austin Schulte under center, third down. Hands off, here's his chance. Kirsch inside the 5. He gets the first down, down to the 3. Again in the Lop Motors red zone.
6 yards on that carry and another first down for the Red Demons. And they're 4 of 4 now on third down. .242 and counting here before halftime. Dodge City leads 21-6 over the Pioneers of Wichita West.
Schulte under center, 2 tight ends. Ball on the 3. Schulte gets a snap, hands off Chance Kerr. Kerr is hit low, and he's dropped at the 1-yard line. They'll mark it. So 2nd and goal there from the 1. Now they're going to mark it at the 2? Oh,
they are going to mark it at the 2. How about that? Some interesting spots in the first half. I'll just say that. But you've got the Bushnells out, so you've got the best view probably of anybody.
Yeah. Looked like he got down to the 1, but we'll say just a gain of 1 to the 2. Again, 2 tight ends. Jacone on the right. Here's his snap. Handoff. Sanchez, Daniel on the left side. Sanchez is dropped. He's going to lose a yard back to the 2. Or that's a no gain, rather. Should have been a loss of 1 if we were back
well,
to the 1.
Well, if we were at the right place, yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Dodge City perfect on third downs here in the football game, 4-4. Here's a chance to convert and make it 5-for-5 and pick up another touchdown.
Minute 15 and counting to play in the first half. 21-6, Dodge City leading Wichita West. Knocking on the doorstep of the south end zone. Austin Schulte goes under center. Sends Wilson in motion. Ball is loose and is picked up there by Schulte. Fumbled the snap.
Yeah, he fumbled the snap.
And that brings him now 4th down to go at the 5. And will we see the leg of Manny Aguilar? Yes, we will. Aguilar come on for the field goal. 45 seconds and counting to go in the first half. Aguilar last year hit from 42. It's his career-long 42 yards he hit at Lakin in week 6 of last season when he was at Cimarron. This will be 22-yard attempt, rather.
Yep.
And now a timeout.
I think Dodge is going to call timeout and talk some things over a little bit. It's just their 2nd timeout.
And again, I think in this situation, with no play clock on the field, it might be the hardest for special teams to come out.
Try to figure out how much time you got left and what you got to do. I totally agree, and that's probably a good move with 21 seconds left before halftime to go ahead and use the timeout, make sure that everybody's on the same page. You got all the time you need when the official blows the ball back into play.
Yeah, it's something that Smith, you know, he's the one that called for the snap. He can't see the back judge. Well, the back judge is counting down from 5.
Right, and that's one of the responsibilities of the back judge. Yep. When there is no play clock, that way the quarterback can see and knows how much time is remaining.
So ball is resting at the 5-yard line on the left hash out there. Brenton Thomas, the snapper, Tucker Smith, the holder, Emmanuel Aguilar, the kicker. And this will be from 22 yards out from the left side. Snap is bad. It is going to be Smith who picks it up. Tucker somehow escapes a tackle. Now he goes down. He is tripped up there by the ankle. And a botched snap that did not make it all the way to Tucker Smith in the air turns out to be A loss of
28
yards.
And that's bad for the total offense. That's all you can say about that, because that's a bad snap that you got to pick up and run with. 28-yard loss, and Dodge City does not convert on this fourth down, and West will take over with just 19. How did only 2 seconds run off the clock?
I think
there?
They put four more seconds on, so it was at 25.
Oh, okay. Right? All right.
I believe is what ended up happening. So West takes over here. And you would imagine a kneel down, but looks like they're going to line up and try to go for something here. Three receivers set for the quarterback, Kobe Figures. Figures looks to his right, throws it. He's got a man, and it's going to be caught. And bad mistake there by the receiver. He cut it towards the middle of the field instead of going out of bounds.
Yep.
And they have no timeouts left. Game clock is down to six. And they don't even have everybody set. Now they're going to spike it. Yep, there's the flag on the far side. The receiver right in front of the official. It was not even knowing what was going on out there, it looked like.
It kind of looked that way. You're right. And I can't even tell who the receiver was that caught the football.
It was Reyes, I believe, 19. I mean,
I'm trying to look at, because you can't see the number. Actually, I think it was number 5, Quentin Saunders.
You see Saunders out there? I don't think he,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see a 5. I think it was 19.
You might be right. I don't know.
Saunders is their big player that is ineligible.
Okay.
Due to grades. He is a 3-time state champ in wrestling. He's committed to Northern Colorado for wrestling, but he is ineligible due to grades. Figures gets a snap ball nearly. Was fumbled there by the running back. Here is Parks, and Parks is going to get up near the 47, 48-yard line, and the clock has expired. We have reached the end of one half of play here in Wichita. Our halftime score, Dodge City 21 and Wichita West 6. Our halftime show when we return here to Friends University here in Wichita.